What is the 1888 message? Is it biblical? Appendix A, Chapter 1. Introduction. We wish to examine the principal elements of Jones and Wagoner's view. Why did it elicit from Ellen White her enthusiastic endorsement? Why did it elicit from the Battle Creek Brethren the opposite determined opposition? Does Scripture uphold the Jones/Wagoner view? Does their view contribute to happy, victorious Christian experience, especially for children and youth? Does the view the opposing brethren held gender to bondage in practical Christian experience? Is the same view popular today? We do not seek to discuss stratospheric, ivory tower theology, but practical teaching that makes a positive difference in daily life among all cultures.